The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We had a number of people travel to the nation's capital yesterday from South Carolina. I'm not sure that they expected violence to erupt in the nation's capital. I think most of them wanted to go to show their support of the president. It turned ugly. One of the young men in the crowd yesterday from Spartanburg, Wiley Shaw, was there. Good morning, Wiley. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you on. So let's take first off, I want you to introduce yourself to my audience, who you are, and some of the things that you're involved in, and why did you travel up to our nation's capital yesterday, Wiley?
Of course. So I'm Wiley Shaw from Spartanburg. I'm currently a senior at Burns High School, and I'm the vice chair of our state teenage Republicans. So I've been working on our Victory 2020 campaign the past few months, and I just happened to be invited to be a VIP at the White House speech yesterday. So I was simply there for that event, and then it, of course, turned into what everyone has seen play out.
I saw some of yesterday. I saw some of the posts that you made, Wiley, and boy, you met a lot of people. I saw you with Mayor Rudy. I saw you with my colleague, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, sir.
All right, so talk with us about the event. You were there. You heard the president speak. Give us your impression of what the president wanted you guys to do.
So I was actually on the very front row and then for part of the time backstage while the president was speaking at the White House. So all I saw there was American patriots there to, you know, celebrate our country and to stand up against what they believe was voter fraud. Now, I think there's a lot of things that went down yesterday that are very fishy and should and be investigated. For example, if you could see the crowds, if you're there in person, it was as far as the eye could see, standing on the National Mall from the White House to the National Monument there to see the president speak.
Yeah.
If you look at it, there was actually a lot of people already staged at the Capitol while the president was speaking. Now, if you're there to support the president, you would think they would be closer to the National Mall trying to see the president speak. But instead, there was these people already at the Capitol, and it seems like they were ready to go to storm it. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a lot of things that went on that, you know, don't really match up with the media narrative, which is typical. But it was really an unfortunate event to see all the violence and destruction that it turned into yesterday.
Wiley, when did you realize that things had kind of gone wrong at the Capitol?
So, like I said, I was at the White House, and, you know, the president had left already. We were still kind of there hanging out. And, you know, we noticed a lot of police sirens, a lot of, you know, it was almost like a motorcade of paddy wagons headed toward the Capitol building, SWAT vehicles, all of that. And so we realized, obviously, something's wrong. And we all started getting the news alerts that the protesters were turning into, it was turning violent, and that the Capitol building had been breached. And so they actually got us out of there really quickly. I would like to definitely thank the Secret Service and D.C. police. They're very professional and got us to, we actually had a bus that was going to take us out of there. So it was just crazy because, you know, even after you get on your transportation, almost every single road was blocked off. So you've got dump trucks and police cars for miles, and it took us probably 3 hours just to get out of the city.
Wow. Well, I bet that was pretty scary, huh?
It was. It's probably one of the craziest things I've been a part of. But like I said, this definitely is not everything that the media is making it out to be. And I think that there are some things that need to be looked into.
So with the group, and again, you were right in the center of this. Again, I saw you with many members of Congress. Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Was there any mention at all that there could possibly be violence?
Not at all. Like I said, the people in and around the president's speech were simply there to support their president and stand up for their country that they love. There's actually a video, I didn't post it, but as I'm walking in to the White House, beyond the gate right there was when they started the program and were, you know, doing the Pledge of Allegiance, everything. And if you could have just heard all the people singing our national anthem, as I was walking into the White House, it was something else. But I really and truly don't believe that those same people right there to see the president speak are the ones that turned around and violently stormed our Capitol and attacked police officers.
Sure.
So I think, honestly, you know, whether or not they were Trump supporters or Antifa trying to pose as Trump supporters, I think these people really didn't have an allegiance to anyone, and they just enjoyed violence and chaos.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether or not these things have merit or not is yet to be seen, but I really believe that 99% of the people in the city yesterday were there to support our president, and they genuinely love our country.
Yeah. On our guest line, Wiley Shaw, young man from Spartanburg who was in Washington yesterday. One final question for you, Wiley. So as a young man, as a young Republican, you've been out there fighting the fight. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, from the top all the way to local, it's important to never stop fighting. I'm not really discouraged because, if anything, a Joe Biden presidency is just going to fire up our base. And I believe in 2 years we will have the House back. And in 4 years, Joe Biden will be a one-term president. Even locally, you know, Spartanburg County, we've got a county council race coming up, a special election. So, you know, everyone needs to get out and vote. That primary is actually January 19th. So, you know, there's always opportunities to continue to fight and make your voice heard.
Yep. Wiley, I agree with you 100%. We can't give up the fight. We just got to fight harder and be smarter at the same time. Wiley, I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm glad you're safe. Thanks for giving us your thoughts on what happened yesterday.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.